Welcome to the podcast. I'm Rosa Coelho, your host, lifestyle entrepreneur, health coach, and speaker. I've gone from being in complete overwhelm, burning the candle at both ends, and watching my health, relationships, and business suffer, to creating a life with more joy, ease, and abundance. If you're ready to let go of the overwhelm, reclaim your health, and push past your comfort zone so that you can unleash your next level of success to create a greater impact, then sit back as we delve into conversations as well as bring on guests to share with you tools, knowledge, and real action steps to get you there. Listen in because you never know when you may hear something that changes everything. Hello, beautiful friend, and welcome to this week's episode. I know, we missed one last week. And it's because I promised myself while I'm in this kind of season of transition that I wasn't going to hold myself up to these high standards of having an episode a week. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't make a huge effort to do that each week. I do want to be as consistent as possible. It just means that the occasional time where I miss one out, I'm just gonna take a deep breath, be okay, and trust that it's all for the best. So it's been a busy couple weeks for me. I launched the RoccoFit online kettlebell class and it has been amazing. I have to say it's become such a passion project of mine, and I'll go more into that in another episode because I'd love to do an episode just about that and the results that are coming from it, what I've learned, what the women in the group have been learning. And it's one of those things. It was like one of those light bulb moments that I had where I was like, it's time to do this. And it has far exceeded what I could have even imagined. It's been such a beautiful journey, even though it's just been a short one. We've been going for 3 weeks now, not including our kind of soft launch week. And yeah, it's been incredible. If you do want to hear more about these Saturday kettlebell classes, it's more than a Saturday class. It's a community and you get a whole month plan. But you can find out about that at roccofit.com/KB class. And I'll put the link in the show notes. So I was launching that, and as some of you may know, I'm also looking after my mama who broke her ankle in the summer and still needs a lot of support. She's doing pretty good, up and down some days, but we're getting there. And in the meantime, I wait for my home to be built and keeping my fingers and toes crossed that it's going to be completed on time. So send me your good energy for that, because that's when I'm so excited to be able really to get some stability into routine, and it's going to just be fabulous. Okay, so this week's episode, I've wanted to talk about this for a little while because it was inspired from listening to the incredible and stunning, beautiful Ashley Collingbull. Ashley is Miss Universe, and I was listening to her speak at a conference where we had Indigenous speakers. It was for Truth and Reconciliation Day that we have here in Canada. And all the speakers were incredible, but there was something so magnetic about her personality, her story, her energy, and I just really resonated a lot with it. And so I wanted to share what she spoke about as she shared her journey and her story. So she speaks very openly and very candidly about growing up in an Indigenous community and a lot of the difficulties that they had. And she was mostly raised by her grandmother. And the story that really got to me was she was talking about how, you know, those teenage years, she did say that on the reserve and just being raised in that time and situation, that drugs and alcohol were everywhere. And I know for myself, even growing up as a teen in a small town, and not to make comparisons, however, there was drugs and alcohol everywhere. And I often think, like, why didn't I go down that route? Not to say I didn't go through the whole college partying phase. I did, but it wasn't really a part of who I became or my identity or anything like that. And Ashley was also talking about how she really stayed away from it. And her reason for it was that her grandmother, she was raised by her grandmother, and her grandmother said to her to stay away from alcohol and drugs. And the reason being that when you put toxins into your body, that it creates this disconnect between your body and your spirit. And I was like, wow, that's beautiful. And she, a beautiful insight there. She didn't actually say drugs and alcohol do that. She said specifically that toxins do that. And it made me think about society, about our health, and how much disconnection there is because of chemicals and toxins. And so it kind of took me down my own path of thought and reflection on this subject. But I just loved that she shared it, and she was so vulnerable with her story. And you can YouTube her. I'll put a link to as well on the show notes. I'm sure I can find a YouTube video with her on it. And you can listen to, I don't know if you'll be able to find her story, but I'm sure you can. I'll put it. I should have looked before, but I didn't. But anyways, it's because I got to luckily listen to her in person or over Zoom. Good old COVID days. So as I started to reflect on this, I started to really think, like, you know, this was a topic that for me really started to come into question years ago when I went with an aunt who you've heard many times me speak about if you've listened to other episodes, who I went to Tijuana, Mexico with to do alternative treatments for cancer. And that's when I started to learn about toxins in our food, toxins in the air, in air fresheners that we use, and scented candles on our clothes, on just makeup, everywhere. And it started to make me realize that maybe this is why people were getting sick. But I never really thought about the disconnect that these things cause. And as I reflected on Ashley, I realized this had happened to me. When I had mold toxicity, there was a point where I became really depressed. Despite life being pretty good besides the mold, but I just mean in the sense of everything else was going pretty good, I felt really low, really lonely, isolated by myself. And yet I wasn't. I had plenty of people around me, but I couldn't get rid of this gloom. And I did. I felt very disconnected from my body. I felt like my body had let me down despite doing everything I could to be healthy. Why was this happening? And I remember coming across a talk that Zach Bush did. Dr. Zach Bush talked about our microbiome and how when our microbiome isn't healthy, that it impacts our brain health. And so our microbiome becomes unhealthy when we're full of toxins, when we're not giving it the nutrients that it needs, when we're not giving it a variety of phytonutrients that it needs, when stress is high, when rest is low. And in that knowledge, I realized I had this moment of going, wow, I am feeling this way. I'm feeling low and depressed and really disconnected from my body. And it's because of my gut health. And that knowledge alone was enough to push me through. It was enough to keep me on the path of healing, of trusting that how I was feeling in my soul was connected to my physical health. And forever, I always felt like those two were so separate. I don't know if that sounds weird, but I always felt like my soul was separated from my body in the sense that my body kind of houses my soul. I guess that's one way of thinking of it. But that doesn't make any sense. It makes sense that it is all interlinked and all connected. And when she spoke of that, it made me reflect on that time. And so as I look around me, I think, you know, where are we seeing this disconnection between spirit and body in people? Well, we're seeing it in all sorts of areas where it's presenting itself as unbalanced hormones. It's presenting itself as brain fog, it's anxiety and depression, mood swings and unbalances, in disease, in chronic disease. It's presenting itself in so many areas. And yet, in the majority of cases, I would say it's coming down to toxins, these toxins that are disconnecting us. So where Ashley was speaking at the time specifically about the drugs and alcohol, I see it everywhere. I see it in the food that we're eating, processed foods, even not processed foods. Even there was a post that I did recently. I wish I could remember who I'd reposted it from. But it was on all the different nut milks that are out there, you know, almond milk, cashew milk, coconut milk, all this kind of stuff. You know, when I first started buying those, I was living in London when almond milk kind of became a thing. And I remember where I used to go to Planet Organic to buy it all the time. And I literally remember the ingredients being two or three ingredients. It was like filtered water and almonds, and there might have been like one more thing in it. Now, when you go to buy that, it is full of ingredients. And you think, but almond milk is literally, you know how you make almond milk if you've never made it before? You literally soak almonds, you add filtered water, you blend them, and you put them through like a nut milk bag or like a cheesecloth. You just basically strain it. And the liquid that you're left with is almond milk. It's really simple. It's one ingredient. I can understand maybe adding something to keep it on the shelf a little bit longer, but it's really insane how many ingredients are now put in these milks. And it's happened slowly over time. And it's interesting, even that, how that's happened. Of course, it happens because these companies create this like this demand in the market. And then they think, okay, now that we have the people buying these milks and they're into this new product, how can we now make it cheaper and make it last longer? And so that's what they do, is they start to add different things to it. And all of a sudden, what you think you're drinking is no longer what you're drinking. It's chemicals and it's toxins and it's not good for you. And this is how happening a lot in the health world. And you think, oh, well, I just use a little bit, or it's just once in a while. But you know, how many other things are we doing that it's just a little bit or just once in a while? And don't get me wrong, I am no purist. If you are literally, you know, you eat really clean and you buy these nut milks because they're convenient and they're one of just very, very few things that are you're doing that are adding toxins, your body can probably handle it. But I think the issue comes when we don't even realize how many of these things we are taking in. And so it's really good every once in a while to do a little bit of an assessment, take an inventory, look at the things that you commonly have and look for the toxins in them, or look for any changes, rather than just thinking, oh, this is something that I've always purchased or something that I've always done, because that's how they sneak it in. It's sneaky, sneaky. And that's important because, again, when we become overloaded with these toxins, and it's usually a very slow process in which it happens, it starts to present itself in all those different ways that I spoke about. And when those things start to present themselves, there becomes a disconnect between the spirit and the body. And that is so important because that's what leads to really not feeling content, feeling unsettled, not feeling joyful, not feeling happy, and then wondering why. When you look around you and you think, well, everything's so wonderful in my world, why don't I feel happy? I think this is part of the reason, or part of the solution. Part of the reason. The solution is to start to remove those toxins and to start to be hyper aware. So anyway, I really wanted to just share that with you, because for me, it was a profound talk that I listened to with Miss Universe. Like I said, she's stunning. You've got to look her up. She's absolutely beautiful. But you can, when you see her, it's more than just the physical beauty. There's just something very very unique about her. She's a beautiful storyteller and she truly cares about people. So besides, when it comes to healing your gut, or when it comes to these toxins, when it comes to being on a healing journey, if you're like, you know what, this is me, ugh, I never realized, I never thought about it, what can you do now? Well, there's really simple steps. Rather than overwhelming yourself and thinking, I've got to change everything, I've got to get rid of everything that I love, just take it one step at a time. I always say first, start to look at whole food nutrition. Where can you start having just real food and a lot fewer things from a package? From there, one way to get toxins out of your body is to sweat it out. So you want to move your body. And then you want to hydrate super well so that you can flush those toxins out. And one of the most powerful ways to start ridding your body of toxins and start healing is the one that nobody wants to hear, but that's sleep. Sleep is the number one healer. So first, to heal, we need to let go of a lot of those toxins, because you can't heal if you keep overburdening your system. But after that, there's all these things that I just spoke about that you can start to do to heal your body. And like I said, take the sleep seriously. Turn off the technology before you go to bed. That light, we call it junk light, it's terrible. And even if you don't think it's impacting you, it is. Start with, 15 minutes before bed, you turn off the phone. Then go to 30 minutes and see if you can work your way up to an hour. An hour would be amazing. But sleep is literally the biggest detoxer and the biggest healer. Okay, friends, so that's what I wanted to share with you this week. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. If there are any aha moments, please share. If you can share this on Instagram, take a screenshot of the podcast. That would mean so much to getting it out there. If you can leave a review on iTunes, I always appreciate that. That's a golden one for me too, and really means a lot. Okay, beautiful friend, have a fabulous week and I will speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in today. I know time is precious and I'm grateful you shared yours with me. It would mean the world to me if you felt an impact, a moment of inspiration, or learned something new, if you would share it with those you care about and leave me a review on iTunes. I'd love to know what spoke to you or what you'd like to hear more of. Your sharing and leaving a review would help so much on this journey to making an impact on as many people as possible. It's worth it. I know from experience, there are moments when something we hear has the possibility of changing everything.